I awoke to the sound of a piercing bang, like an explosion. The sound was so vivid and powerful, the energy of the sound resonated around in my head. I looked around in panic. It took me a few seconds to process that I was still in the same place. My face was wet and I took my fingers across my forehead, the sticky surface of my head. Then, as I slowly came to recognize the situation, the status quo of where I was, the memories returned. The memories that the sound I heard, the explosion, it was not here in the darkness, not outside, but it was in my dreams. The same dream that reoccurs over and over in my head and ends where it ends. Ends with me waking up in this sweat. I roll over slowly onto my back. Every millimetre of my body aches. Like any moment now, I will snap in half and just shatter. My stomach twists and turns in agony on itself as its attempt to feed on itself. My ration of food is rapidly vanishing with no hope of replenishing. I had no idea that I would need to have such supplies last for this long. At the time, I estimated that if I was doing this, then others also would be doing this, and there would be a means and an opportunity to meet them, for them to meet me, for us to rediscover one another and salvage aspects from what remained of us. "Eat slowly, Dad, otherwise your stomach will throw it all back up," the wise words of my daughter. The wise words she had learned from such a young age. How those words are so relevant right now at this moment. How would she fare right now next to me in this cursed land? Perhaps, just perhaps, she would be the strength and focus I would need. Maybe she will be the one giving the direction and the light out of here. At the time, her phrases, mannerisms were so adorable. But now looking back on that innocence, I see them as meaningful lessons. Lessons that I feel I should have perhaps taken more time to understand and to process at the time. But here we are. Adults always think they know best and it's their job to educate, but we forget children do not have that filter. They have inbuilt radars that hone in on what is most important. The purity of it all and simplicity is perfect when you just step back and take it all in. I have a vague idea of where the entrance and exit combined are of this place. I will have to rely on my memory and fondly my fingers to get me back out. Wherever out is, well, the whole terrain could have changed once again in the time I've been exiled from the normal routine world. But routine is not accustomed to where this is now. I need to try to explore, to navigate outside. Bit by bit, sand grain by sand grain, the time is just slipping away. And if there is any way for me to survive this bewilderment, only I can make it happen. It was much easier to try to maintain some form of boundary with the time in the beginning. But as the minutes, the hours, the days, the weeks and the months just slipped away, it just became impossible. Having to come to a point where counting in itself became such a complex task that my brain just rattled with what a simple number was. Numbers had hidden magical meanings in the world I recall. The world that I used to be a part of. A world that I took for granted. The same number and sequence of such digits will mean a million different things depending on the circumstance at the time. My daughter did have so many interested theories of her own concerning numbers. On a regular occurrence, mathematics homework would become a debate on the deeper psychological meaning of digits. It was not so much the meaning of the numbers she questioned, it was more about why such a meaning was not questioned in the first instance. Why did the number 2 have to have 2 times the figure 1? Why did the 2 minutes mean it was always that long? She so longed for the knowledge of the logic and how logic dictated our understanding and processing of numbers. It was always all too difficult to get to a point where simple homework would just be that simple homework. My weary eyes start to feel heavy and worn with the endless rest that is restless in itself. It is only a matter of time, or it already has started, that my vision will no longer contain the rods and cones on my retina to process light and colour. I will become a being that can only decipher between various shades of black. I do not know what is awaiting me outside of this dungeon. And I cannot recall any longer what was there in the first place. But the food is running out. My will is running out, and my life is running out. There is no one coming to save me. Is there even anyone out there to save me? There was the faintest of hopes with that rustle of a sound I heard, an indication of life and an indication that I was not alone. Even if that indicated non-human life, it would have been some sort of species. But now, as I wished too hard for that noise to reoccur, perhaps it was just my wishful thinking that imagined it in the first place. Am I becoming delusional? My irrational thoughts make me believe that this is real, that that sound was real. I question everything now. I question everything in an effort to latch onto some sliver of hope. How redundant that hope seems right now.